Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called The Teeny Weeny Unicorn. The story was written by Sean Harris. And I think it might also be the art was by Sean as well. Let's see if there's any other details here. Yeah, art as well. And we're going to read this story because what sounds more exciting than a teeny tiny unicorn, I ask
Which
you.
Which one is easier to ride, a unicorn or a horse?
I don't know.
A unicorn.
Why?
You know why?
It has a steering wheel.
No, you can take off his horn
and
like hold it in the spot where you want it to go, and it'll chase its horn.
Yeah. You know what? There's probably lots of other things that you can do with a unicorn. We don't know because we've never ridden one before. In fact, I don't think I've even seen a unicorn in real life. But I wish I had. That would be something else.
One other thing you can do with a unicorn is flip it so that its horn is facing the ground. Then you spin it around and it'll be like a jackhammer.
Oh, like a drill?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. Let's find out about this one to see if it has any special techniques. Are you ready? Okay. So today's story is the teeny weeny unicorn. The teeny weeny unicorn. Here we go. Once upon a time, in a land where horses were mythical beasts, found only in the pages of books for children, it was common to see a unicorn, which means that you could see them anytime. But not one of this size. And in the picture, we can see he's not even as tall as one of the legs of a unicorn. He's super tiny. He's a teeny weeny unicorn. Here we go. The teeny weeny unicorn lived with his family in a large palace. Not for him. It was an extra large palace. The steps were extra large. The stoops were extra large. The rugs were extra large. The food was extra large. And the toys and games, too. He fits inside of a taco. It's shocking. When the teeny weeny unicorn's brother and sister played chess, they asked him, in place of the missing piece, "Can I have a turn?" he asked. "You're too teeny weeny," said Francie Annie. "I'll move you when I'm ready." And she moved her rook instead. The rook is a piece of the chess board. It's a little, it looks like a castle, right? "Captured your pawn," brayed Prince Butterscotch. And he knocked the teeny weeny unicorn over with the butt of his knight. The knight is another kind of piece of the chess board. And it looks like a horse, right? Okay. On nice days, their parents lounged on the ramparts while the kids swam in the moat. The ramparts are part of a castle that has kind of a ledge to it and overlooks the water below where the moat would be. "Check out my splash," Fancy Annie whinnied and did a cannonball off the drawbridge. "Can I have a turn?" asked Teeny Weeny Unicorn. "You're too teeny weeny," said Prince Butterscotch. "A gumball would make a bigger splash than you." And Fancy Annie surfaced, spitting a mouthful of moat water. "You're so teeny weeny, you'd get lost in the lawn." The Teeny Weeny Unicorn stamped his teeny weeny hoof. "I'm sick and tired of being teeny weeny." And into the garden he ran, crying teeny weeny tears. When he tired of galloping, he cantered then trotted, then walked. So let's talk about what those things mean. To gallop is the fastest that you can go when you're a unicorn. To canter is a little bit slower than a gallop, but it's faster than a regular walk, which you would call, I guess, if it was just a little bit more than a regular walk, would be a trot, and then a regular walk would come last. Does that make sense? So he's gone really, really fast with the gallop, really fast with the canter, fast with the trot, and then normal speed for a walk.
I am lost in the lawn,
he admitted, sadly. And just then, a gnome came huffing and puffing through the grass.
I've been chasing you for ages.
Oh,
said the teeny-weeny unicorn.
I'm sorry.
Sorry doesn't feed the bullfrog,
she said, trying to catch her breath. The teeny-weeny unicorn was confused.
What bullfrog?
The gnome plucked a dandelion seed and picked her tooth with it.
I sure do pity giants like you lumbering about unaware of anybody but yourselves.
The teeny-weeny unicorn was extra confused.
What giants?
I'll show you. Follow me, she shook her head.
No more than 10 yards back, they came to a sporty roadster, brand new, apart from the giant hoof print. Uh-oh. So somebody had a very fancy red car. The gnome pointed.
You see what you've done?
Oh, the teeny-weeny unicorn has crushed it.
You must be mistaken,
said the teeny-weeny unicorn.
I am much too teeny-weeny to smash a car.
The gnome squinted up at him.
You're huge!
I'm not huge,
said the teeny-weeny unicorn.
You're just teeny-weeny.
Wrong,
said the gnome.
I'm just the right size. Now you put your hoof here and let's see if it fits.
What do you think? Is it going to fit? He was guilty. He totally crushed the gnome's car. She's so mad at him. But he was also a little proud. But he was mostly guilty.
There must be some way I can repay you,
cried the teeny-weeny unicorn.
250,000,
said the gnome.
Dollars?
The teeny-weeny unicorn whistled.
Isn't that a lot for such a small car?
But that's the knock of it,
said the gnome.
She handles like a dream.
I'll have to ask my parents,
the teeny-weeny unicorn said doubtfully, and the gnome climbed onto his snout and mounted his horn.
Giddy up.
Boy, she does not look happy. She's gonna make...
No, that's a boy.
No, it's a girl. It's a girl gnome.
Oh.
That's what she said. It said she. And gnomes can be girls. Why can't they be girls? How else do you think more gnomes come about? They galloped, they encantered, then trotted, and then walked to the castle door. The teeny-weeny unicorn's teeth clacked.
Relax, kid,
said the gnome.
I have a big brother about your size. He lives under a bridge. But if he asked, I'd give him the gold from my molars. You know what I'm saying?
Sort of, said the teeny-weeny unicorn.
Family's family,
said the gnome, and rang the bell. She also did all the talking. Oh my goodness. In the picture, we can see 1, 2, 3, 4 unicorn faces, and they are really big compared to the teeny-weeny unicorn and the eeny-weeny, teeny-eeny-weeny, teeny gnome. Unicorns. like most living species, have no use for money, but luckily their palace had formerly belonged to a terrible hoarder of the stuff, and the unicorns were glad to be rid of some clutter, so a carriage was piled high with gold, cash, and coins. No one even bothered counting it. The teeny-weeny unicorn turned to Fancy Annie and Butterscotch, or Prince Butterscotch.
"I would pull the cart," he said, "but I'm too teeny-weeny."
A footman appeared.
"Your Highness? Your Highnesses?"
So Fancy Annie and Prince Butterscotch grumbled with their noses in the gravel while many buckles and bits were pulled snug. And I would like to point out the footman is in fact a cat. How nice.
"When we get back," said Fancy Annie, "you owe us big time."
Prince Butterscotch shook his mane.
"You're lucky. You're our little brother."
"Family's family,"
said the gnome, taking the reins, and off she drove them to wherever she lived. Well, the teeny-weeny unicorn did feel lucky to have a big brother and sister, but that didn't mean he couldn't savor the days they were gone. Of course, he played chess and did lots of cannonballs, but he also had a great adventure with the ghost in the North Tower, and that's a bigger story, but this book is running short on pages, so I will tell you this instead. We are all teeny-weeny, and we are all giant, and we are all just the right size. And what a wonderful story. And what a wonderful way to end a story. The end.